Hello, it's the post-match show. After Liverpool have won a league game in Anfield, Neil, can you believe it?
At half-time, no. At half-time, it just felt like it was all of your nightmares coming together at once between the video assistant referee, the way in which they concede, the fact that they actually play quite well. Yeah. And I think that's the thing. They actually play better first half than they play second, I'd argue. And they actually have better chances first half than they have second. The goal they get back, they deserve it. They put pressure on. Second, then from there it all goes a bit wrong. The subs actually rattle us. I think we're worse after the subs. But fucking hell, it was such a moment when he wraps his foot around that. Martinez hard lines. He's made a fantastic save from Thiago. Great reactions. And then Trent does that. And you could see what it meant to them as a collective. And for me, it is just such a moment, such a relief, such a release that they've got one. They've got one that will feel, in a good way, a bit spawny.
Yeah.
Spawny's all right. Spawny's part of playing footy. And this season, whenever things have been spawny, it's felt like it's been against them and not for them. I could not be happier. Couldn't be happy for them as individuals, obviously, but for us as well, because, you know, it would have been such a dagger blow for Liverpool supporters not to have taken 3 points there. Certainly the manner of everything that went against them over the course of the game. We needed what we got.
Yeah, we did need it. And I think it could be really big for them. Look, we'll see, Andy. Do you know what I mean? There's Madrid coming up. There's big league games coming. But I feel like you needed it as well, mate. Never mind them.
I'm fucking exhausted, mate. I'm not going to lie. You know what, though? If you said to me before the game, in what manner do you think would be the best way for Liverpool to win a game? It would have been like that.
Yeah.
Given what we've got in front of us, more than like a 4-0, obviously. 4-0 doesn't age me another 10 years. And I'm already going fucking grey anyway. But yeah, no, that was tough, and I think for the first time as well, I think what they showed today, and I've complained about it in the past, they didn't feel sorry for themselves. At no point, all right, bits of the game were disjointed, bits of the game didn't work, bits of the game were scrappy, we made mistakes, everything that went wrong could go wrong. Ali had another nightmare, if we were being perfectly honest. But instead of going inside themselves and railing against it, they fought back, and I think they fully deserved it in the end. I think they fully deserved it. And, you know, maybe times we deserved it and didn't get it. And maybe the ball's just going to break for us. I think a couple of times right through your my commentary, you were begging the ball to just break for us once. And yeah, maybe that's the break that we need to just kick on. And I've gone from absolute frustration to elation to needing to have a go to bed for a week.
There's